The CEO of the Prospects, Craig Tkachuk, joins us now. Craig, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Jace.
Well, I guess let's just start with logistics on this. When do these conversations start? I'm thinking like right after the fire, and how much time did it take to put this in place?
Well, the evacuation, as everyone knows, took place like a week ago Tuesday. And Dutch Iannetti, who's the owner of the Giants, also a good friend of mine, I reached out to him a couple days later just to make sure he's all good, his family's all good, and, you know, he was a little taken back, and this kind of opened the door, say, you know, I'm not sure what's going on, but, you know, we're here to help, just like everyone else in Edmonton. You know, our doors are open. If you need anything, let me know. And then I started thinking, well, if he really needs anything, like, maybe they need to play games. And I just planted that seed with him. And it just kind of came through the conversation. And it took a few days, and then we got to the league, who's been very receptive, and readjusted some games, and here we are. You know, so it's unfortunate, the set of circumstances that took place, obviously, as we all know. But through a silver lining comes a little bit of a bond, and both the Giants and the Prospects are looking forward to a long summer at the Edmonton ballpark.
Well, there'll be games almost every night for sure. I'm sure they had to have the schedule change a little bit, so when one team's on the road, the other team's at home and they're playing, which is great. And then, of course, obviously you'll play each other there as well. But outside of baseball, Craig, there's also a lot of other things. Like, they're going to be housed in Edmonton now full-time, so do you help them get billets, or are they kind of on their own to set up their billets for all their players? How's that work?
No, we took it on ourselves. They had their staff, like, you know, all of Fort Murray was in whereabouts unknown. They're all spread out. So we did our best to come up with a plan. They're just actually getting in place today and starting to plan their own world. But, no, we reached out. We had a different set of circumstances. Our players are in Concordia College. But even that, with all the displaced residents for Murray, we may move just because it's a good thing to do, and allow space for the families to move in there. And but that said, Fort Murray is going to be put in hotel rooms for the course of the summer. So,
okay.
Yeah, but we helped out. You know, we have the contacts here, and, you know, we run a baseball team, so we just kind of, you know, lent our assistance. And, you know, again, everyone's been great. Everyone we talked to. Every person. It's been made the job a lot easier, for sure.
So, Craig, has the schedule come out yet, or is that going to be released later? Like, when do you guys play first, and are you guys going to open up against one another at the new ballpark?
Yeah, well, the schedule was released today. You can get it on prospectsbaseball.com. And we had to adjust a few games. Like, our schedule, operating schedule, has been out for probably a month or so, and we had to adjust a few games. We have three less games on current dates, put it that way. We had to adjust some dates to accommodate Fort Murray's schedule and other teams' travel schedule. So with that, our opening date is still May 28th. We were supposed to play Okotoks, but now we have the privilege of co-hosting opening night with Fort Murray Giants.
And what day is that going to be, the 28th?
It's 28th, Saturday, May 28th, opening pitch 7:05. So we're expecting big things that night. So it's going to be lovely weather like this. It's going to rain all week, hopefully, and open up the skies for a little bit of sunshine next Saturday.
Well, I would guess you'd have a big crowd for sure, just because with the whole Fort McMurray situation, there's a lot of people that want to help support it, and should be a good night at the ballpark. Now, you guys have that new agreement with the city at the Ball Diamond, where there's going to be more than just baseball going on this year, correct?
Well, yeah, like... We took over the lease with the city. We have a four-year lease plus an extra year, depending on circumstances. And so we have some time to make some long-term planning and, you know, infrastructure and do some things we want to do at the stadium. But, yeah, also there is a lot of other things we can do now. Looks like this year is going to be a lot of baseball, you know. But in August, we have some neat events planned, and that we're going to be releasing pretty soon. And, you know, a lot of people want to do different concerts and different events. And we're very proactive in trying to get it all together. We've just kind of took over middle April, so we're hitting the ground running here. And, you know, our first course of action was to get ready for our home opener, and now we got a new roommate, so we're trying to adapt things for them, and then we'll start laying out some more plans as the season progresses here.
Greg Kachuk joins us from the Edmonton Prospects. Of course, big news today. They will be sharing the Edmonton Ballpark, formerly known as TELUS Field, with the Fort McMurray Giants, and they open it up on Saturday, the 28th. They'll play each other on that night, which is really good. And look, at, you know, it should be a lot of fun, Craig. The team itself this year, I know Mr. Casti, or your owner, was really wanted to ensure that they had a more competitive team on the field. I know you're more on the finance and the business side of things, but talking to your people, do you guys expect to be a more competitive team on the field this year?
Well, funny to say that, is this Warren Franchek, our assistant coach and coach advisor, he came into town this weekend. I had a chance to have a coffee with him and see what he knows. And same thing, a lot of new faces, some returning guys, but most of the faces are new. He's brought some from his college in California, and we're expecting big things. We got some big guys that can hurl the ball pretty good, and I know Fort Murray, because I've had a chance to spend a lot more time with Fort Murray guys lately, and they're optimistic. So, you know, it's going to add a very competitive edge at TELUS Field, or formerly known as TELUS Field, Edmonton Ballpark, very quickly here. So,
well, I think it's fantastic, Craig, that you guys were able to help out and lessen the burden somewhat for many people in Fort McMurray. And I'm sure Edmontonians who are baseball fans will be out in droves on Saturday, the 28th, to support not only the prospects, but of course also the Fort McMurray Giants. I appreciate your time.
Okay, thanks, Chase. Have a good night.